This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. You're listening to our podcast. Our program would not exist without our listeners who support their local public radio stations, so we want to start by saying thanks.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard. Some experiences are personal, others are meant to be shared. MasterCard presents Priceless Picks, a place to share, at priceless.com. Support for NPR podcasts comes from HBO, presenting The Wire. The final season premieres this Sunday at 9 p.m.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're ending the year with three of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Being in a band is supposed to make you charismatic and attractive, but it didn't help the two characters in the HBO comedy series Flight of the Conchords, which debuted this year. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement star as two losers in a rock duo. They have no gigs, few friends, and just one fan. The funniest part of the series is the original songs McKenzie and Clement sing and their imaginary rock videos. McKenzie and Clement started performing together in New Zealand, where they're from. In the series, the characters have just moved from New Zealand to downtown Manhattan. This Fresh Air performance was recorded in June. Each of the songs that you do kind of reflect a type of song, and this one is called "What Is Wrong with the World Today." And to me, it's one of those like real like '70s. What's going on?
Yeah,
kind of
Marvin
songs.
Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of in this one like we. It was a mixture of Marvin Gaye and I guess the Black Eyed Peas song "Where Is the Love."
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of funny in that.
Children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like Doc.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. That's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man's lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead?
Ooh, it turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing, why?
What is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
Today. What is wrong with the world today?
Yeah, think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making is going to the man.
What man? Who's the man? When's a man? What makes a man? Am I a man? Is Brett a man? Yes, technically he is. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Oh, why are we paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these calories from my knees?
And then we broke it down.
This is where we break it down.
Ooh, this is where we break it down. Ow, this is where we break it down. Rock and do acapella jams.
Acapella jams.
Ooh, breaking it right down. Yeah, oh yeah.
And then we bring it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. Did you ever like perform in a straight band that wasn't comedy?
I have.
I've never, but Brett's performed in several bands. I've never been in a what I'd call a real band.
Why? I mean, do you lack confidence in yourself as
yes.
a as a non-ironic
as a person
performer, as a human being in general.
No, it's just well, when we started this, I definitely wouldn't have been able to really keep up.
Yeah, we've got a lot better than when we started. We could barely play guitar when we started. We started off like I think we knew 3 or 4 chords, and then now we know probably 11 chords. So
don't overdo it.
Between us.
We learn a new chord each year. Each year at Christmas, we give each other a new chord.
Yeah, I say I know 5 and Brett says he knows 6. So that's 11.
Can I ask you to do another song that you do in the TV show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one's called I'm Not Crying. And why don't you describe the context that you sing it in the HBO series?
In the show, my character, Jermaine, based loosely on myself, has just been dumped by a woman. And he's...
by the most beautiful girl in the room.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, now she's later in the episode, she dumps
breaking
Jermaine.
My heart, and I'm in denial about my emotions. So you're leaving. You say you have to go. Well, if you have to go, then I suppose you have to go. That's what it means to have to go, doesn't it? It means you have to go. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break my heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you. And as you walk down the path that leads from our door, don't turn around to see me once more. Don't turn around to see if I'm crying. Not crying, it's just been raining. On my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheeks, please, please, don't tell my mates. Not crying.
No, 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 I'm not crying. Oh, well, if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I am thinking of a friend of mine you don't know who is dying. Yes, that's right, dying.
These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm just making a lasagna for one. I'm not crying, no, no. It's just a little bit of dust in my eye, just from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping because you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweated today. I've been looking around a lot,
searching for you.
They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. They're tears of joy, I'm just laughing. I'm sitting at this table called love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? Oh, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying.
That's really great. And that's the...
Quite emotional.
It's very emotional.
Quite hard to bring...
to come back from that.
Bring myself.
Yeah. Come back to the room.
Compose yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the Flight of the Conchords, made up of Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. You know, I love that kind of Barry White kind of spoken beginning. Who are the singers you've most tried to sound like over the years, or you've wished most you could sound like?
Recently I've been... loving Daryl Hall's vocals from Hall & Oates. Amazing singer. And and listening to a lot of Ray Charles.
And Oates. Don't forget. And Oates. John Oates.
I'm not so familiar with. I just love the way Daryl Hall always goes, at the end of all his phrases.
I see. That's where you picked that up from.
That's what I've been trying to put that into more songs.
My guests are Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie, the two stars of the HBO series Flight of the Conchords. They'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie. They co-created and star in the HBO comedy series Flight of the Conchords. They play two losers in a band. In those fictional personas, like, you're both kind of nerdy, really uncomfortable around women.
That part's real.
That's part real?
That part's real.
And you're also both incredibly insecure, but at the same time really self-absorbed and egotistical.
It's a fine line. To play.
These are the characters I'm talking about. Let's set up like what a scene is like. Like in episode one, you're both at a party, and Jermaine, you see a woman who you find yourself attracted to, and suddenly you're imagining this kind of rock video that you're both in which you're having a hamburger with her, and you're talking with her, and singing about how beautiful she is. Would you do that song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Certainly.
Looking round the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? Oh, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his good one, Dave? Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? And he says he doesn't mind, but I can tell he kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I do the robot. It's 12:02, just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house and we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah. Cause you're so beautiful, like a tree. You're so beautiful, like some beautiful ceramics or something. You're so beautiful. One of those girls I've been definitely chatting to in the chat room. You're so beautiful. Wild Slut Angel 22 at Yahoo. You're so beautiful. I think you could be a part-time model. Well, you'd probably still have to keep your normal job. Part-time model. Spend a part of your time modeling.
and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And the rest of your time doing your normal job, waitressing.
That's really great. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, I want to thank you both so much. That was really fun. I really appreciate you performing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us.
Cheers.
Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement of the HBO series Flight of the Conchords. Their Fresh Air performance was recorded in June. We're ending the year with some of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Nellie Mackay is performing tonight at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater in Manhattan. In the New York Times preview of her concert, Nate Shannon described Mackay as, quote, sweet as a cream puff and tough as nails, a pretty good combination for the coming year, unquote. Mackay started off wanting to be a jazz singer, but in her own songs, you hear the influence of everything from vaudeville to hip-hop. Last year, she played Polly Peachum in the production of the Threepenny Opera that also starred Alan Cumming and Cyndi Lauper. This year, Mackay released her third album, Obligatory Villagers. Her Fresh Air interview and performance was recorded in November. Nellie Mackay, welcome to Fresh Air. You've brought your ukulele with you, so let's start with a song. And how about you open with the song that opens your new CD, Mother of Pearl?
Thank you, Terry. Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Feminists just want to be alone. Ooh, 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 ooh. Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They have a tumor on their funny bone. They say child molestation isn't funny. Ha 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 ha. Rape and degradation's just a crime. Lighten up, ladies. Rampant prostitution, sex for money. What's wrong with that? Can't these chicks do anything but whine? Dance break. Da 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 da. Yeah, take it off. Da da da. Isn't witty, it's high. Equal work and wages worth the fight. Sing us a new one. On demand abortion, every city. Okay, but no gun control. Won't these women ever get a life? Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Poor Hillary. Feminists and vegetarians make mine a Big Mac. Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They're far too sensitive to ever be a ham. That's why these feminists just need to find a man. Dennis Kucinich, and I approved this message.
Oh, bravo. That was great. That's really fun. And that's Nellie Mackay playing a song from her new CD. And the CD is called Obligatory Villagers. That song kind of sums up just some of the things I like about you. I mean, it's really funny and trenchant. And you have a beautiful voice. And you're singing about a very contemporary set of themes here, but the style of music that you're playing, I mean, it was almost vaudevillian, like tap dancing. So you're bringing together these different eras musically and lyrically.
Oh, well, thank you. I think there are nice things about every era. I wish we could just take the nice things.
One of the most quoted lines about you is from Blender, in which you were described as indie musical comedy. Do you see yourself as being somewhere in between music and theater?
I don't know, you know, I just did a theater thing the other night, and I was discussing with my mother about how we don't get the appeal of it. So maybe I'm the wrong person to be representing the theater. We'd much rather go see a bad movie. But I certainly like mixing it up.
Well, speaking of movies, you've made a movie called P.S. I Love You, and that's also the name of a great song that I know is popular during World War II. So do you get to sing it in the film?
I gave the song out as a cast present, and when the director said he wanted to use it in the film, my mother said, "Oh, I bet that means he's cutting all your scenes." And that was a big joke. That was very funny. Then we went to a screening, and he'd cut all my scenes. So I'm glad they're at least using the music in the movie.
So would you do the song for us?
I'd love to. Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Right to the Browns, just as soon as you're able, they came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table.
Nellie Mackay, recorded in November. We'll hear more of her performance in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're ending the year with some of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Let's get back to Nellie Mackay's performance. Her latest CD is called Obligatory Villagers. You are now considered indie rock, but you study jazz singing, and it's clear that you have a great jazz feeling when you sing. But you gave up pursuing that path as a jazz singer. You left school, I think it was the Manhattan Institute of Music where you were studying.
Well, some refer to it as the Manhattan Pool of Mucus, but that does not and does not reflect my feelings on a lot of the teachers that work there. It's just, you know, the institutions of higher learning themselves are always suspect.
But why did you depart from the path of jazz singing?
Oh, well, you know, I think I torture the audience at my shows a fair bit with my warped renditions of popular standards. But actually, we were going to record a standards album, but I've decided it isn't worth the trouble.
Why? I'd listen.
Well, I'm glad. But it's just those standards. You have to be in a... I don't know. I find it hard to temper, you know, those beautiful melodies with my essential Larry Davidness.
Well, you know, there's something like so sweet about some of the standards from, say, like the 20s and 30s. And you wrote a song that was on your first album that's kind of in the manner of those songs about, you know, getting married, having a little white house at the end of Honeymoon Lane, that kind of song. But your version of it is all of the things that have become cliches and for you probably undesirable in some way, or at least that version of it is undesirable. And the song I'm thinking of, I think I've not done a very good job of describing it, but the song I'm thinking of is I Want to Get Married, which seems to me like your take on a certain kind of standard that you don't feel like you could really sing honestly.
Oh, no. I'm sure I will fall again and be able to sing them honestly again. But at this moment, there's a certain breeziness that preempts a maudlin rendition.
Do you want to do a few bars of I Want to Get Married?
Yes.
Yes, I need a spouse. I want a nice leave it to beaverish golden retriever and a little white house. I want to get married. I need to cook meals. To pack cute little lunches for my Brady Bunches, then read Daniel Steele. I wanna escape this red race I've created. I'm feeling enervated. I don't care if I make. Just want to bake a sugar cake for you to take to work in the morn. And I'll stay home cleaning the dishes and keeping your wishes all warm. That's why I was born.
That's Nellie Mackay. What were you thinking when you wrote the song? What were you thinking about?
Well, it was lament. You know, I wanted to get married, I realized no matter what you want, it's kind of a fantasy.
So my take on it was all wrong. It wasn't your shout out and critique of standards from the 20s and 30s.
No. But I mean, you can criticize something you strive for, and you can avoid something you dream about.
Now, you were born in London, moved to New York when you were two with your mother after your parents separated. But you spent your high school years in the Poconos. There's a really interesting jazz scene there. Phil Woods lives there, Bob Dureau, the singer-songwriter and pianist, and a whole bunch of other musicians. And Bob Dureau is on your new CD. Were you, as a teenager, did you know the people in that scene from there?
I did. I used to bug them when I was in high school, and now I've come back to underpay them. So I think they're all grateful to have made my acquaintance. And they're just a bunch of pussycats. But I'm serious about underpaying them. I do intend to do better next time.
My guest is singer, songwriter, and musician Nellie Mackay. Her latest CD is called Obligatory Villagers. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is songwriter, singer, and musician Nellie Mackay. It seems to me you have like a really pretty voice, but in your songs you usually don't want to be pretty. I mean, you're often saying pretty cutting things in your lyrics. I think it's just a really interesting paradox of who you are as a performer, that there's this... there's this like beauty in what you're capable of doing, which you sometimes intentionally undercut by what you sing about. I'm going to ask you to do a few bars of a song called Manhattan Avenue. This is also from your first album. And this is an example of what I mean. I mean, it sounds like really pretty, but if you listen to the lyrics, you know, it's not so pretty. Can you tell the story behind the song before you play it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had a lovely, childhood. But there, you still see a lot of things. You
and
know?
This is a period when you were living in New York City, I think, in Harlem.
That's right. That's right. In Harlem, and you know, there was a lot of beauty there. The older people in the building, well, even they had some problems. I mean, Lionel. There's a man named Lionel in the song. He did kind of guard over the building, but he also eventually got evicted for having too many prostitutes in his apartment. We had some good friends in the building that we kept in touch with a while, and not much education, you know. I mean, and you can see that in the Christmas cards, but that makes them all the more poignant. Just in it, when it's harder for them to do something, and yet they do a more beautiful job than people who have all the privilege in the world. We got a lot of our cats from the alley next door, and the older women, especially in our neighborhood, would put out food for the cats and for the pigeons. And yet largely the young men would sick their pit bulls on them. And my mother once saw a cat's throat torn out in front of her by a pit bull. And this was a cat we had. We were probably going to adopt. So a lot of mixed messages.
And you mentioned the pit bulls in this lovely melody. And this is Manhattan Avenue. Why don't you play it for us?
Send a breeze, a pit bull's yell, a tender squeeze, a cry for help. Make it now and make it fast. Such memories can never last. I long for the days, music and mayhem. Mama's a smiling friend in the scuzzy hue of the streetlight, Manhattan Avenue. Lionel, please watch or outdoor the children tease. I beg for more chip and paint. The ceiling's spent. Oh, ain't it great? Can't make the rent. I long for the days kittens are meowling, junkies are prowling deep in the jazzy hue of the streetlight, Manhattan Avenue. What strange advice that a mugger and a child should share the same paradise. Oh, but dreams come true on Manhattan Avenue.
That's Nellie McKay performing her song Manhattan Avenue. You mentioned a mugger in that last line. Is there a specific mugger that you're thinking of in that line?
Oh, I am. Yeah. I want to say hi to my mugger if he's listening. I'm sorry. I want to say hello. I want to give a shout out because he only spent about, I think, a year in the joint, and then he got out and he was looking for us, but we were breaking down somewhere in South Dakota, so he couldn't get us again. Yeah, he came by and he said, "Give me the oop money or I'll oop the kid up." And we just laughed. We thought he was a friend of ours. And then he kept saying it. And then we figured out, oh, he wasn't a friend of ours. But then my mother, being as swift and ruthless as she is, she didn't even toss him her real wallet. She tossed him her dummy wallet. And then, and so all he got was $2 and a couple of bad credit cards that had no money on them anyway. And then he took off sauntering down the street. And my mom was yelling after him, "Yeah, you better run. You better run." I don't know if he did start to run. And then we got him in a lineup. But then we were beginning to think maybe it's time to leave New York.
Your mother carried around a dummy wallet for muggers?
Oh, yeah. But I think for those listening, it's probably gone up from $2 now. you should always account for inflation.
We opened with the first song from your new CD. Do you want to close by performing the last song on the CD, Zombie?
I'd love to. Yes, thank you.
Introduce it for us. Tell us something about it.
Oh, for any zombies that may be listening, this one's for you. Should you plan to travel way down south? A woman to woman, I gotta tell you about a curse. A curse that rolls out of the deep green swamp. It all is murder, and it makes you jump. And then it says, do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. When I was younger, just a little girl, landing glasses and a ponytail. Uh-huh. My mama told me, honey, pack your trunk. We're going to Mississippi, do the bayou bump, where they say, do the zombie. Rah, rah, rah. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. Do the zombie. Rah, rah. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. One day I set out for a walk. The path soon grew quite dark. I saw my shadow running faster. Hurry, slow-mo, coming after me. After me. And it said, do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. The sun is shining and you're feeling fine. As you pass the Mason-Dixon line, the forest echoes and the tree leaves snap. Hey, what's that sound? Spin around. Who dat? Then they say, do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Do the zombie. Do the zombie. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bob Dylan. The zombie. What do we do there? What do we feel? Come on. Torture's no big deal. Do the zombie. Do the zombie. Morrissey zombie, I'm very depressed, but go vegetarian. Go vegetarian, everyone. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. I didn't do how far are we? What is they don't hear them. I don't see them. They just hate us. For our freedom! Elizabeth Taylor, zombie! Oh, Montgomery, how come you're so gay? Must escape the vicious nexus. Wonder what Brecht ate for breakfast. Dinosaur, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is the greatest land of all.
Nellie McKay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tara. It was a real pleasure.
Nellie McKay recorded in November. Coming up, Los Straitjackets and Big Sandy do Spanish language covers of 60s hits. This is Fresh Air.
Damas y caballeros, estamos encantados de estar aquí en Fresh Air Radio.
That stirring Fresh Air intro was done by Danny Amos, the founder of the band Los Straitjackets. On their latest CD, this American band pays tribute to Mexican cover recordings of rock and roll hits from the 50s and 60s. Amos collects these Spanish language covers. In June, Amos came to our studio with Los Straitjackets guitarist Eddie Angel and singer Big Sandy, a guest performer, on their CD Rock en Español. One of the songs they performed in our studio was The Kinks' All Day and All of the Night.
Estar junto a ti todo el día. Ah, yo quisiera estar junto a ti todo el tiempo. No quiero estar sin ti, mi amor, ni un momento. Yo quisiera estar junto a ti noche, día, de noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. Yo sé muy bien que nuestro amor es por siempre. Amas, mi bien, yo dejaré de quererte. No quiero estar sin ti, mi amor, ni un momento. Yo quisiera estar junto a ti noche, día. De noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien. De noche, día, mi bien.
Oh, that's great. But you know it as All Day and All of the Night. Oh, that sounded so fantastic. And that was Big Sandy singing, Eddie Angel on guitar, Danny Amos introducing the song for us. And they're performing today's songs on the new Los Straitjackets album, Rock en Español, Volume 1. How did you get the idea to do these Spanish versions of early rock and roll songs?
Well, it was quite a popular genre. In the early 60s in Mexico, there were quite a few groups. Inspired by the arrival of Bill Haley, who was down there avoiding income tax evasion.
Well, Bill Haley was in Mexico?
Yeah, he moved to Mexico City for a while. And inspired a whole scene in Mexico City. And there were all these groups doing American rock and roll songs in Spanish. And they changed the lyrics, sometimes drastically. Some were faithful translations, but a lot of them were just completely different. And it's a wonderful, I love these records, and I've been collecting them for a long time. And we've known for years we needed to do an entire album of Mexican rock and roll with Big Sandy. And we finally got around to doing it this past year.
A wise choice to have Big Sandy.
Why, thank you.
Love your singing. So you were mentioning that the lyrics for the Mexican version, the Spanish language version of the songs, were sometimes close, sometimes not so close.
Yeah.
What about the lyric we just heard? How close is it to the Kinks' original?
It's fairly faithful to the original. But, you know, some poetic license there, but.
Yeah, that one's really close.
But there's other ones like, you know, like
El Microscopico Bikini,
yeah.
Which was Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and they've changed it to a song about a girl on the beach with a tiny bathing suit.
As if it were Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, yeah. Yellow Polka Dot.
Yeah, which
it wasn't.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about another song?
All right.
Yeah. You do Lonely Teardrops, which, you know, Jackie Wilson had the big hit of. I'd love to hear you do it.
Okay, let's try that.
And we should ask Danny to introduce it.
Okay, damas y caballeros, muchas gracias para escucharnos esta tarde. Y en este momento les presentamos Big Sandy y Eddie Angel con Lágrimas Solitarias.
Shoo-dee-doo-wop, bop, bop.
Hey, hey.
Shoo-dee-doo-wop, bop, bop.
Hey.
Corazón te llora, solitarias. Te lloré lágrimas, solitarias. Y dime, ven, ven, no. Oh. Tú di que sí, di que sí. Di que sí. Mi corazón te llora, solitarias. Te lloré lágrimas, solitarias. Y dime, ven,
then oh. Tú di que sí, di que sí. Just give me another chance for a romance. Come on and tell me that someday you return. 'Cause every day since you've been gone away, you know that my heart does nothing but burn. Crying solitarias, que llore lágrimas, solitarias. Y dime, ven, ven, oh. Tú di que sí, di que sí, hey. Come on, come on, di que sí. Di que sí. Di que sí.
Lágrimas solitarias.
That was so wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
So Eddie Angel on guitar, Big Sandy singing, Danny Amos introducing the song for us. And before we go, I got to ask, how do those lyrics compare to what Jackie Wilson sang?
That one's pretty close.
Yeah. Especially the bridge. Yeah. Yeah, that's another one that's fairly faithful to the original. Yeah.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for performing for us. It's just been really, really fun, and you sound great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Can I ask you to do one more song for
sure.
us?
Damas y caballeros, para su placer, Eddie Angel y Big Sandy con Dame una seña.
Si tú me quieres, ven, dame un beso. Si no me quieres, oye, no lo hagas. Pero si deseas que sea tu hombre, cuando me sienta mal y quiera llorar, ven a mí, enséñamelo ya. Dame una seña, oh, mi nena, dime que me amas, oh, yeah. Dame una seña, oh, mi nena, dime que me amas, all right. Si tú me quieres, dime una cosa.
The performance we're listening to was recorded in June. We heard from Danny Amos and Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets and singer Big Sandy, one of the guest vocalists on Los Straitjackets' latest CD, Rock en Español. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Fresh Air was produced this year by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Joan Tui Westman, Anne-Marie Baldonado, who's on maternity leave, Ian Chillog, who's now with NPR's Bryant Park Project, Sam Brigger, Patty Leswing, Jonathan Menjivar, Seuss Bolan, and John Sheehan. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. Thanks to the engineers who work on our show, Audrey Bentham, Bob Purdick, Julian Hertzfeld, and Joyce Lieberman. Thanks to our guest hosts, Dave Davies and David Bianculli. Most of all, we thank you for listening. I'm Terry Gross. All of us at Fresh Air wish you a happy and healthy new year.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh.